We always love to say welcome back to the show, Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host. We have a numerous amount of platforms. We're at 790 AM if you're listening to us live right now. On our website, kgmi.com, we have a podcast page where you can click on podcasts, scroll down. You'll see that little tab says Community Connection. All of our interviews, all of our segments, we upload those immediately after the show so you can listen to them. No more appointment viewing and listening at all. And, of course, we are on the FM dial, clean FM frequency at 96.5 FM. Well, I've already told you my name on the telephone with me right now because we have to do these things safely, you see, at a good distance. Yvonne Cartwright, she's the executive director, Rebound Families. It's a shame we can't go face-to-face, huh?
It really is, because I always really enjoy our little visits.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing about Yvonne and I, sometimes we just go totally off the rails.
It's been known to happen.
Actually, one of the reasons you're here, this is Dewey Griffin Subaru time. Now, I need to explain. Dewey Griffin Subaru, they take this time, these segments on Community Connection. They reserve them, but as the folks there tell me, not to sell cars, not to do oil changes or anything like that. They just want us to tell great stories of wonderful people doing superb things in our community. And Yvonne Cartwright of Rebound Families, that is why you are here right now. So the floor is yours. You can either give your big shout out to Dewey Griffin, or we can talk about Rebound. Actually, how about we do both?
I think we're going to do both, and I sure want to start out by shouting out to Dewey Griffin. They have been so good to Rebound for the past several years, and of course the patriarch of the family, Dick Meyer, passed away this
yes.
past December. And we miss him a lot, but his family is continuing his philanthropic efforts and commitment, and that's why we're still doing this thing. So thank you so much to Alan Meyer and everybody at Dewey Griffin.
They are the Subaru Love Promise retailer of 2019, and a well-earned honor for them as well. Now, Rebound Families, let's give a little history. What you guys do?
Well, we started in 1996, a long time ago. It was a ministry of Cornwall Church back then, and it was so for 10 years until it just grew. It grew in size and proportion and structure and really needed to become independent. So in 2006, we became a 501c3 nonprofit. And since then, we have been working with vulnerable kids and families in our community. In fact, our mission statement is to connect with, empower, and restore vulnerable kids and families in our communities. And so we have been doing that since 2006.
I know you have a number of programs that you do. You and I have talked a lot about the Roots Family Connection Program, and that's kind of been affected by COVID, and it's all on Zoom now, isn't it?
It is. I'll tell you, just like everybody else, you know, this the pandemic really hit our families hard, and you know, and these are folks who are struggling to begin with. So it probably hit them doubly hard. And in particular, the fact that you know, the remote learning, the distance learning, was really a tough sell for them. You know, most of these folks, you know, their data is prepaid, pre-purchased minutes on their cell phones.
Right.
So for them to have to figure out internet and figure out a device, you know, the tablets were provided by school districts and all that. That was really tough. And so for us to take our Roots program to Zoom back last spring was just I was not going to fly. They were really just adamantly against having to do anything else via computer.
Sure.
That has changed. They've you know, we helped them through you know, finding hotspots that had internet, and helping them figure out their devices, and so now they're pretty good at it.
Oh.
And they are now in December we had a little event that was outdoors, and the parents said, "Oh, we want to come back. We'll do Zoom. We don't care. We just miss Rebound. We miss the community of friends that we've, you know, built through Rebound's Roots Connection program." So we started doing it via Zoom, and, you know, it's not perfect because mm-hmm. Zoom isn't perfect, but it's better than nothing. And so we're doing, in addition to the Zoom classes, we're doing a lot of one-on-one support for families, you know, in one-on-one meetings in our office, just one family at a time,
right?
One set of parents. So, yeah, I mean, it's I'll tell you, the two words that I have come to almost just loathe are pivot and innovate.
Yeah,
because you know that's what we've had to do, just like the rest of the world. And it used to be kind of a fun challenge, and you know, then it just became such a grind for a while. But we're up and running now, and still, you know, we have our 6-week summer day program called Ray of Hope, which we were unable to have last year because of COVID. And we're hoping and crossing our fingers that we can do something this year. It won't be the typical summer camp that we have always done before, but I am working really hard with a couple of different schools to see if we can use their facilities. We'll probably do 2 or 3 2-week sessions rather than 1 6-week session, so that we won't have as many kids at one time, because we typically have up to 100 kids come for the full 6 weeks.
What about your family advocacy program? Is that still going strong?
Well, yeah. In fact, that tripled in size in the past year. We had, and again, it's all COVID-related. We had several cases of domestic violence that we had to help people work through. We had people lose their jobs or else have their jobs cut way back. And so, you know, they're working for an hourly wage and they're not making enough money to make it. Providing, you know, resources because they were, you know, there was a lot of food insecurity and just basic supplies insecurity. We had 3 families lose their homes, and it was through no fault of theirs. It was weird technicalities. It wasn't evictions. People are generous. That's one thing I can say that has just blown my mind during this COVID thing, is that the number of people and the amount of generosity has just been stunning to me.
Yeah.
When I put a call out there for a need, man, I have got 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 people who will respond to me, you know, within an hour and say, oh, I've got that. Oh, I can do that. Or I can help. You know, so we found travel trailers for these families to live in until we could help them find and secure, more permanent housing, which has happened by this point.
Yvonne Cartwright with Rebound Families with us here on Community Connection. In the minute and a half or so we have left, I have one major question for you. I know that you couldn't do the Day of Giving last year with Woods Coffee, but is there a chance my coffee day is coming back this year? Maybe
you're in luck.
Nice.
I just found out that yes, we will be doing the Woods Day of Giving. This is something I believe they do quarterly, and they select a beneficiary, and we will be the beneficiary, I believe, at the end of March. Mm-hmm. And so people will be able to go and donate $10 to Rebound, and they will get whatever drink they want. It's a fabulous thing that Woods does for us, and they're such great community supporters.
Yeah.
So yes, the Woods Day of Giving is on, and at this time it's tentatively scheduled for the end of March. So everybody just stay tuned.
Yeah.
If you're a Woods customer, you'll see lots of posters and notifications, and Rebound will be doing the same things.
And if somebody wanted to help Rebound, if they wanted to donate, how would they go about doing that?
It's very easy. Our website is reboundfamilies.org, and on every page of that website there is a donate button, and that's just probably the easiest way to do it. And again, during COVID, a lot of people have gone to that method of donating. So it's just been really, really uplifting.
Yep.
In a time that has been anything but.
Certainly. She is Yvonne Cartwright, Executive Director, Rebound Families. Thanks for spending a little time with us, and continue to stay strong and do that great work.
Okay. Thanks so much, Bill.